ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దైవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీర్ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికి. వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 15 టెక్స్ట్ 31. విశోకో బ్రహ్మ సంపత్యా సంచిన్న ద్వైత సంశయ లీన ప్రకృతి నైర్గుణ్యాత్ అలింగత్వాత్ అసంభవ. ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్. విశోకో బ్రహ్మ సంపత్య సంచిన్న ద్వైత సంశయ లీన ప్రకృతి నైర్గుణ్యాత్ అలింగత్వాత్ అసంభవః. విశోకో బ్రహ్మ సంపత్య సంచిన్న ద్వైత సంశయః లీన ప్రకృతి నైర్గుణ్యాత్ అలింగత్వాత్ అసంభవః. విశోకో బ్రహ్మ సంపత్య సంచిన్న ద్వైత సంశయః లీన ప్రకృతి నైర్గుణ్యాత్ అలింగత్వాత్ అసంభవః. విశోకః ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ బెరీవ్మెంట్ బ్రహ్మ సంపత్యా బై పొసెషన్ ఆఫ్ స్పిరిచువల్ అసెట్స్ సంచిన్న బీయింగ్ కంప్లీట్లీ కట్ ఆఫ్ ద్వైత సంశయః ఫ్రమ్ ద డౌట్స్ ఆఫ్ రిలేటివిటీ లీన మర్జ్డ్ ఇన్ ప్రకృతి material nature, nairgunyat, due to being in transcendence, alingatvat, because of being devoid of material body, asambhavah, free from birth and death. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation, because of His possessing spiritual assets, the doubts of duality were completely cut off. Thus, He was freed from the three modes of material nature and placed in transcendence. There was no longer any chance of His becoming entangled in birth and death, for He was freed from material form. Purport, doubts of duality begin from the misconception of the material body, which is accepted as the self by less intelligent persons. The most foolish part of our ignorance is our identifying this material body with the self. Everything in relation with the body is ignorantly accepted as our own. Doubts due to misconceptions of myself and mine, in other words, my body, my relatives, my property, my wife, my children, my wealth, my country, my community, and hundreds and thousands of similar illusory contemplations cause bewilderment for the conditioned soul. By assimilating the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita, one is sure to be released from such bewilderment, because real knowledge is knowledge that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, Lord Krishna, is everything, including one's self. Everything is a manifestation of His potency as part and parcel. The potency and the potent are non-different. So the conception of duality is at once mitigated by attainment of perfect knowledge. As soon as Arjuna took up the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, expert as he was, he could at once eradicate the material conception of Lord Krishna, his eternal friend. He could realize that the Lord was still present before him by His instruction, by His form, by His pastimes, by His qualities and everything else related to Him. He could realize that Lord Krishna, his friend, was still present before him by His transcendental presence in different non-dual energies, and there was no question of attainment of the association of the Lord by another change of body under the influence of time and space. By attainment of absolute knowledge, one can be in association with the Lord constantly, even in this present life, simply by hearing, chanting, thinking of and worshipping the Supreme Lord. One can see Him, one can feel His presence, even in this present life, simply by understanding the Advaya Jnana, or the Absolute Lord, through the process of devotional service, which begins with hearing about Him. Lord Chaitanya says that simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one can at once wash off the dust in the mirror of pure consciousness. And as soon as the dust is removed, one is at once freed from all material conditions. To become free from material conditions means to liberate the soul. As soon as one is therefore situated in absolute knowledge, his material conception of life is removed as he emerges from a false conception of life. Thus the function of the pure soul is revived in spiritual realization. The practical realization of the living being is made possible due to his becoming free from the reaction of the three modes of material nature, namely goodness, passion and ignorance. By the grace of the Lord, a pure devotee is at once raised to the place of the Absolute. There is no chance of the devotees becoming materially entangled again in conditioned life. One is not able to feel the presence of the Lord in all circumstances until one is endowed with the required transcendental vision made possible by devotional service prescribed in the revealed scriptures. Arjuna had attained this stage long before on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and when he apparently felt the absence of the Lord, he at once took shelter of the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita, and thus again he was placed in his original position. This is the position of Bishoka, or the stage of being free from all grief and anxieties. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmahi Shri Gurave Namah నమా ఓం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పశ్చాత్త దేశతారిణే జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీఅద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే నమో ఓం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే జయపతాక స్వామినితి నామిని నమో ఆచార్యపాదాయ నితాయ కృపప్రదాయనే గౌరగతదామదాయ నగర గ్రామధారిణి. అర్జున, యాజ్ వి డిస్కస్డ్, ఈజ్ రికలెక్టింగ్ హిజ్ అసోసియేషన్ విత్ కృష్ణ అండ్ హీ ఇస్ gradually coming to the conclusion, certain conclusions that Prabhupada is explaining here. So this sloka captures that because of his possessing spiritual assets, the doubts of duality were completely cut off. Thus he was freed from the three modes of material nature. So, and placed in transcendence. Vishoka, free from bereavement. Vishoka means, shoka means misery, anxiety. Vishoka means no more. So, doubt is something that is a sign of intelligence. Doubt is not bad. So, doubt can be removed by proper understanding. So, it's not that doubt is bad. Doubt means a sign of intelligence. Intelligent people get facts and they try to analyze it. And doubt is one of the active functions of gaining knowledge, proper knowledge. Sandeha, samshaya. Intelligence has got six functions: doubt, apprehension, misapprehension, discrimination, memory, sleep, described in the Bhagavad. So somebody says he is doubtful means his intelligence is functioning. It's a good sign. In Bhagavad Gita, you will see Krishna answered many questions of Arjuna because he had doubts. How is this possible? I don't want to fight this war. Shastra says this. I have this doubt. In this way, there is many, many different types of doubts that an intelligent person will have. He must have if he's a thinking, willing, feeling human being exercising his intelligence. He will have these doubts. That's why in the end, for every question he asked, Krishna gave answers. And then he asked, are your doubts removed? Stito asmi gata sandeha karishye vachanam tava. My doubts have been removed. Krishna, I am ready to do what you are saying. Stito asmi gata sandeha. I am situated properly without any doubt. This was the result of Bhagavad Gita. Doubts clarified. That's why when we have doubts, it is not something wrong. You can doubt anything. You must. You must immediately after that seek knowledge from the proper source and clarify and clear your doubts. After that, you don't need to have doubt anymore. After clarification, having doubt is a mischief of the mind. Don't encourage it. That is simply mental mischief. So, a person who has genuinely clarified, genuinely sought knowledge, he will not have doubts. Sthitoasmi gata sandeha karishye vachanam tava. So here he's become Vishoka, free from doubt. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is asking, Arjuna is asking Krishna questions. And then many times he uses the word Madhu, Madhusudana. And Prabhupada explains in the purport that the demon of doubt is being destroyed by Krishna. Sometimes doubt can eat you, especially if nobody is clarifying it for you. It can really eat you. Why? Why I want to ask somebody this? You don't have anybody whom you can ask. And the people whom you ask give all sorts of funny answers which create more doubts. The doubts get multiplied and they snowball into big doubt and you commit suicide. This is happening actually. Nobody is there to clarify. The world is, social situation in the world is so low, so bad, that there is no mentorship, there's nobody clarifying doubts, there's nobody answering everybody's questions. Even if they try to answer because they don't know the truth, they can never satisfy people. And even though that's why they study in the greatest of institutions, finally they commit suicide. They study in the greatest of institutions, get taught by the greatest of teachers, they have the best of facilities, but the demon of doubt inside is still lurking in the shadows. Whatever knowledge you have, that doesn't feed him. The basic fundamental doubt inside every human being, that should be addressed. Who am I? If that is not addressed, doubt will constantly lurk. And if you do not understand who am I, like Prabhupada explains, doubt means misconception that I am this body. If that is not clear, you'll always be in doubt. There is no doubt about that. You'll remain in doubt. That's why doubts of duality begin from the misconception of the material body, which is accepted as a self by less intelligent persons. What a beautiful sentence. Doubts of duality. So that is why we should know who we are. That solves a lot of problems. Most of the problems. Most of the problems. I am spirit soul. I am part and parcel of Krishna. I am an eternal servant of the Supreme Lord Krishna. If you can affirm yourself with this, and if you can deeply believe in it, and you can actualize it, personalize it, internalize it, and execute it, all the doubts will disappear. Nobody can create another doubt for you. This is what Prabhupada is saying here. So, Arjuna did not have this doubt. Fortunately for Arjuna, he didn't have any such doubt. And he was able to quickly remember the instructions of Krishna given in Bhagavad Gita. And he became increasingly conscious of Krishna. You see? And he was spiritually very well placed. There was no longer any chance of his becoming entangled in birth and death, for he was freed from material form. These are the results of understanding Bhagavad Gita. You get freed from material form, means liberated. See, what an amazing knowledge. What an amazing information given. And somehow, it is not used. So many educational institutions, everybody is dying of doubt there. See? They die of doubt continuously. And they are taught all sorts of things which never stick in their head. Because the foundational doubt is not clarified. Foundational question is not yet answered. Who am I? Nobody knows. But they learn about, you know, particles, micro, you know, subatomic particles, and they learn about the space, they learn about space missions, they learn about principles of physics, that, this, everything. You stop and ask, excuse me, who are you? I don't know. I know about this, this, I got Nobel Prize in this, I got Nobel Prize. Who are you? I don't know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. Because I identify so much with matter. And I just don't care about who I am. This is a complete waste of human life. And that's why finally they commit suicide. Because they still have not got real knowledge. So, yayatma suprasiddhati. We will become, as atmas, fully satisfied and happy only when we have knowledge about ourselves and about Krishna and our interrelationships. You see. So that is why an intelligent man in his life should deeply think about all these things. The amazing thing about this world is nobody thinks about these things. They just flow with the regular current. They don't stop and think at all. They just don't think it is necessary also. The powerful material energy functions. And everybody just goes about doing their regular routine. 90% of the people in a routine way perform the daily activities. So much so that they can close their eyes and do it. And their life is filled with routine activity, which they do again and again and again and again. Simply they keep doing it. And if you tell them, excuse me, who are you? They just keep looking at you. Who is this idiot? They have a routine title, routine activity that flows from that title, and routine execution. And then finally they get so tired of it, they either kill themselves or kill their partner for a change. This regularly goes on. 10%, a little small percentage, if you can inquire about this, who am I? Stop. Think about it. Analyze it. And see how important it is for you to know that. Then you become conscious, mindful of what you're doing and why you're doing. Why do I do these things in life? What is my benefit? What is the purpose? This is intelligence functioning. See, genuine intelligence functioning. So, you will not solve the problems of life just by being a good man who goes to office every day and comes back, earns money, gives it to his family, looks after his family, tolerates many things and does his duty. You will not be successful. You have to wake up from your routine, comfortable routine. Hiding yourself in the routine, away from the real challenges of life, the questions that you have to ask. Everybody hides in a busy routine. I have no time. I have to go to this. I have to catch a bus. I have to go. No time. You have no time. This is actually Maya's work. Constantly telling you, no, you don't have time. You cannot do that. You cannot do self-realization. Where do you have the time? Where is the necessity for self-realization, first of all? And where is the time for it? Should not self-realize. Keep moving. Don't think about all these things. Keep moving. Keep moving without thinking. Mindlessly people, they're not allowed to think. They're pushed by material nature. And they act very busy. I'm very busy. I'm very busy with what? What are you busy with? You don't even know who you are. What are you doing? Why are you doing? You don't know. I am busy. There's no meaning. So leading a meaningful life, leading a conscious life, leading a life with presence, that's what Bhagavad Gita tells us. And that's what Krishna convinces Arjuna. And Arjuna here at the end of his life, because he has understood that, he is able to free himself from illusion. This is what will happen to all of us. It doesn't mean that it happens only to Arjuna. It can happen to you, me, anybody. If we take this seriously, it's very simple and it's very important to know who are you. To put it another way, at least you must know that you are not this body. Maybe you don't know who you are, but at least you are not the body. So this is what is mentioned here, that because of his possessing spiritual assets, the spiritual assets are very fine. They are intangible assets. The tangible assets are money, bank balance, car, big industry, lot of employees, family members, that, this, everything which you enjoy every day. The intangible assets, they are much more valuable to you, and they can actually control these tangible assets. So everybody is busy in the external world trying to gain these tangible assets at the expense of their intangible asset, at the expense of spiritual life, at the expense of the soul. That's why Jesus Christ said, "What profiteth a man if he gains the whole world at the loss of the soul?" Beautiful statement. What profiteth a man if he gains the whole world at the loss of the soul? What is your profit? What does it mean by profit? Money? That's the only profit we know. Count, what's my profit? But you are losing tremendously your spiritual asset, which is the real asset. So the more we gain spiritually at the end of life, it becomes the greatest treasure that you have. The real saving, recurring deposit that you have to do. Every day we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and organize our time of 24 hours so that the maximum amount of time we can spend in transcendental activity, worshipping the Lord, addressing the Lord, offering to the Lord, chanting, reading Bhagavat, associating with devotees, discussing Krishna, performing some service. Then the rest of the time we do what we need to do for our roti, kapda, makan. Whatever we need for survival, we do that. The more we increase this, the more the other will get displaced. You will be amazed to know that the other thing will get really displaced. To such an extent it will get displaced in the life of the Goswamis, they were not eating. They didn't need to eat. They were once in a week drinking little buttermilk, not even quarter glass. And they were energetic. And Prabhupada says, the spiritual energy comes out of you. You don't need, actually speaking, this external input. So that is why we should develop a spiritual asset, internal asset. That is real wealth. That is real wealth. Krishna, Krishna Prema, and devotional service to Krishna. These are all our great wealth. Tinera Mahadana. So, a person, as he becomes advanced in spiritual life, he understands and pays great value to the spiritual assets. Other things he automatically knows are temporary, and whether it is there or not there, he doesn't care. He loses gradually value for them. And he converts everything that he has materially to spiritual value. That is the meaning of saying somebody gives away his assets to Krishna. He's intelligent because he's converting his so-called material asset to a spiritual asset. This is exactly what he's doing. He's increasing his wealth. He's increasing his internal wealth very intelligently. So when we go and ask people donation, we are asking them to convert their material asset into a spiritual asset. It's not an ordinary conversion. We can't convert anything materially into spiritual unless you use it in the service of the Lord. That is the type of consultancy we give from the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. We are persons who give consultancy on how to convert your material asset to spiritual asset. And Arjuna was full of these internal spiritual assets because of the association of Krishna. So a smart person is a person who knows how to live by taking advantage of this fact that he must increase his spiritual asset. Whatever we do, yenakena prakrena manakrishna niveshayat. Somehow the other, fix your mind in Krishna and serve Krishna, think of Krishna. So Arjuna, you know, what an amazing amount of devotional service he did. All along he was with Krishna. All along in his experiences were so close with Krishna. Along with Krishna he performed all these great amazing activities. He was a hero, great hero. And now that Krishna has left, he is understanding that I was a hero only because of Krishna. Otherwise I am a zero. No hero. I am a nobody. He knows where his asset lies. So actually Krishna is our greatest asset. And that Krishna has become available very easily by chanting his names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So without getting stuck in dualities, material dualities, we should increase our asset. The more we chant Krishna's name, the more we serve Krishna, the more we will increase our spiritual asset. We should not waste time. Most people in this world are not wasting time. They are making money, 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 all the time making money. They don't waste their time at all. In the end, they die. Even Yamaraj doesn't waste his time. He's on the dot. Very good, you have contributed a lot to the material world. Psh, finished, come away. What did I do all this time? I cannot enjoy any of the things that I did. Just greedily, I accumulate assets externally. And when I die, you know, I have absolutely no internal asset. So we should not be in that situation. We should increase our spiritual asset. Because that is what will come into focus when you die. Neha vikraman asosti pratyavayo na vidyate svalpam apiyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. See. So, destiny will follow. Everything will be set correctly. We cannot escape it. Om Tat Sat Srila Prabhupada ki. Any question or comment? Any question or comment on spiritual assets, on doubt? You have no doubt, I can understand, that spiritual asset is everything. Yes. Huh? Yes. Or? Yeah. Everybody will die. You want to call that predestination? Somebody told Prabhupada, here the death rate is not so high, Prabhupada. He said, everywhere death rate is the same, 100%. Mortality rate, death rate and all that they talk about. So Prabhupada said, everybody will definitely die. Right? The time. It's mentioned that how much swasam you will take, inhalation and exhalation is calculated correctly and the right time you will die. Not one extra breath you will take. You will not make that mistake. So perfectly managed everything is. So you will die on time. Then you are talking about accidents. They are not destined. They are accident. Accident means it happens without any expectation. Nobody knows it's going to happen. It happens all of a sudden. So it happens. That can happen by another person's free will. Or by a quirk of material things. Some confusion in the way things would happen in the material realm. That also can create some problem. Some collective karma can happen bus can fall into the water, everybody will die. So these are all also exceptions. They are not the normal course of things. That's why it's called accident. Accidentally, this can happen. That means nobody can predict. So that happens by the free will of some demigods, by the free will of another person who feels that, what is this knife for so long? I've not used it all. Let's shove it inside this guy's throat. Some idiot. Like I saw, you know, I saw a t-shirt, you know, don't leave your knife, you know, carelessly behind somebody's back. Please pick it up. Somebody's backside is blocked. Don't leave it carelessly there. Please keep it safely. Wipe it and keep it safe. Some idiots are there. Mentally deranged. Many. Not some. In Kali Yuga. So they get disturbed mentally and by Maya's pushings they do some crazy things. That is not destined. That's an act of free will at that point of time. So this is an accident. So there are two types of things. Destined things and accidentally occurring things. Two things can happen. But each one of them has got its own karma reactions that go after it. So generally speaking, death is destiny, destined. Some few exceptions are there. I hope I made the point. Any other question? Yes? Just chant Hare Krishna with them and keep feeding them prasadam. That's what Prabhupada did. Slowly they change. Don't fight somebody's material situation. We don't want them to surrender to us or we don't want them to, you know, agree with us or anything. We just want to give them Krishna consciousness. Somehow, hook or crook, make them chant Hare Krishna and taste prasadam. That is one thing that they know. They will all agree with. They put their tongue out and say, this I have no doubt about this. The eating, the sense gratification from the eating, I have no doubt about it. So give it to them and tell them to chant Hare Krishna. They like to do that. They dance and everything they chant. See, not everybody is on the intelligent Brahminical level nowadays in Kali Yuga. You can't preach to them philosophically. Get them interested in the absolute truth. What is life about? Hey, who cares here? You know. They live the life. Rinam kritva gritam pibet yavat jivet sukam jivet. Charvakamuni. You know, by beg, borrow, steal, live a great life. Drink ghee. Gritam pibet yavat jivet sukam jivet. Live happily. Beg, borrow, steal, do anything. This is the Epicurean philosophy. Somehow I want to live happily with my senses. But unfortunately, sir, you try it again and again. You're not really happy after doing these things. But you've got the stubborn nature to say, no, I am happy. Go ahead. Prabhupada said, you're as happy as the pig inside the stool saying, I'm very happy. What can we do? We can only give you some prasadam where you are. In the pigsty, we can put some prasadam inside. We can make you hear some holy name and hope the Lord will have some effect. So we don't get mentally involved with these type of situations. Yo, what to do? He's telling like that. He will tell like that. Some other guy will tell something else. This fellow will tell. A devotee should remain detached from what they tell. You don't bother about what they tell. You bother about what you should tell. For this fellow in the pigsty, what should I tell? For this fellow, the tell that we have to do, how to tailor it, how to make it in such a way that that fellow will get affected, because ultimately Krishna will affect them from within their heart. You try to reach some mercy to them, that's all. Don't worry about what other people think, then you'll become mad. People think so many things. It's not our business to worry about what they think. That's not a devotee's life. Devotee simply worries about what I'm supposed to think about is Krishna. Okay, in between so-and-so came, is really struggling. I like to give him mercy. What he thinks, I will try my best. If he is not intellectual enough to understand this philosophy, I make good friends with him. It doesn't matter what he is blabbering. I never look into it. Here is a spirit soul, completely lost in Maya. I don't take anything that you say seriously. I say, oh, really? Very good. Eat this prasadam. Oh, wonderful. Very nice. Here, come, let's chant Kirtan. I don't agree with God. I don't agree. Really? Please chant Hare Krishna. Let's sit down. They'll do it also. Because they don't really know what they're saying. Why do we take seriously? That's how Prabhupada did. He heard all their great philosophy and said, everything will become all right. You chant Hare Krishna. That's all. And in this way, he converted everybody. Unfortunately, in Kali Yuga, mandha sumanda matayo mandabhagyahi upadrutaha. They don't have great brains. It's not like Vedic times. People are very intelligent. Morning to evening, they are understanding atato brahma jignyasa. They are thinking about Brahman. They are not thinking about it. They are not even thinking about sense gratification nowadays. They are so crazy. They are mad. They are just empty. They don't know what to think about. You can see all of them. Their empty box. They're so bewildered. So bewildered. Anybody can go and take them. Anybody can go and fill something in the box and take them. That's what I see. I don't think they're great thinkers and philosophers and worried about, you know, what will happen, what is Brahman. Nothing, none of these things are in their mind. They're so ravaged by their material situation. They become empty. So don't worry, it's very easy to preach actually. And if somebody is too tough, please go. There are billions of other people who are not tough. Just tell him tata, bye bye. Move to the next. Don't waste your time. Om Tat Sat. Any other question? Yes. Yes. Chanakya Pandit said, does not he's making a general statement. He's making a general statement. Generally speaking, everybody dies as per their destiny, as per their karma. Yes. Well, there are laws governing that. And the reason for that death is somebody killed him or he was involved in a collective accident. Then it is mentioned that the soul continues to remain like that till his destined time of death. To move around like a ghost. And exactly at the time of death only he will actually die. He's not yet dead. Then his karmic cycle starts like that. Then again you'll ask yourself, how is it possible he is suffering? Somebody else did something to him. Everything is complicated. Karmic reactions will be worked out. There is powerful computers there. We don't have to worry about that. Those things will all be properly done. But the point is that it can happen like this. All things are possible. Nothing is impossible. And for everything, for every impossible, so-called impossible thing to happen, there is a possible solution. Because we are not managing. That's the whole point. Somebody else is managing who is much better. So don't worry. Everything will be perfectly done.
A person who is in complete knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita, of being true, will he also be conscious of his previous lives, the past life?
Not necessary that because he is Krishna conscious, he should know his previous life. Because he is Krishna conscious, he will know his first original existence, Krishna. Why all that garbage of so many years of living, so many janmas of living should he remember? What's so great about it? What's so great about it? We store so many things in the hard disk and keep it. It's very important, but no, never get to see it. Because it's not actually important. Just a tendency to. So you may have great memories to store, your photographs to store, and you keep looking at it. Such people will be born again and again to experience these things. What's so great about all the past lives stored in your memory? When you get liberated, it's all wiped out. It's simply reformatted. Complete reformat. You have 1 TB, 3 TB, 10 TB, 1000 TB. That's all. It's reformatted. Why? It's not required. Just data. Just a whole information bank that is not relevant to you, because it's all about matter and material experiences and everything. When you get liberated, it gets wiped out. Right? So, sometimes if you are more interested in living in this material world and taking births one after the other, then there is a good chance that you require these. And that is why in your material life they are stored. You have a huge hard disk, different folders, previous life folder, previous to previous life folder, everything is there. It's all password protected. You don't open up all that in this life. You open up only this life. Folder open. All these things are happening. Sometimes suddenly that folder opens due to some virus or something. And the guy goes a little crazy in this life. I remember my past life. I lived here. There. I remember here. So what here? So what? You're still here only. You're not liberated. Wallowing in all these type of memories of past lives. What is so great about it? Just get some kicks. Oh yeah. I lived previously here. Yeah? Very interesting. So, in spiritual life, we really don't pay great importance to that, because it's going to get wiped out. And after that, a real transcendentalist will remember Krishna. Memories of Krishna I like to keep. That's storable. Any other? Yeah.
For Arjuna alone, the intelligence happened. In the introduction, you said no, the intelligence has six things. So at the time, Arjuna alone had that intelligence to ask why I am not afraid. Or else it happened to each Pandavas, so everyone.
It didn't happen to all the Pandavas, it happened to Arjuna specifically. It was Krishna's plan. Yes. So specifically to Arjuna, he instructed Bhagavad Gita. Bhakto sime saka cheti rahasyam hi etad uttamam. Because you are my dear friend and my devotee, I am explaining this rahasya to you. But that does not mean that the Pandavas don't know. Yudhishthira Maharaj and all knows very well. He is Dharmaraja's son, Mahajana's son. He has been very well trained and taught. He knows who this person Krishna is. He knows everything. This is so that Pandavas are eternally devotees of the Lord. This is actually done so that we all will get to know. Krishna has a plan. They are both Naranarayana Rishi incarnated. They already know all these things. They don't have to be. They've enacted a drama so that we will get to know. So please get to know. They have taken so much trouble. They have come and performed a drama and instructing you. Don't take it. Ah, yeah, drama only. It's true. It works. It's fact of life. Om Tat Sat Shila Prabhupada Ki.